My name is Wayne. I'm 14 years old, and I interviewed Ronald Mahute on February 17th, 2015.
I was born and raised on a farm. Milked cows before I went to school in the morning and milked cows when I came home at night. Took care of a farm. We had 480 acres there. Family was great. I come from a family of 13, six boys and seven girls. I lost a brother in the Second World War in the Korean War, and the rest of them died by sugar or heart attacks. I'm the only one that survived, and I was fifth from the bottom. I was drafted right out of high school. I put 14 years in. I was a sniper in the Marine Corps in 68 for the Tet Offensive. Miserable, not nice to talk about. You can be trained to shoot, but until that point comes to you, you don't know whether you can do it or not. And that's what happens to a lot of young people. You don't know what you're going to do. You can be trained to do it. I hesitated the first time, and the guy missed me, and that's a thank God, because then I didn't hesitate from that point on when they get into a situation like that. You have to, and I still feel bad. I have nightmares about shooting people. I close my eyes a lot of times. I look like I'm looking through the scope, and I see pictures because I was a sniper, and I had to shoot so many people. If I had to go back, and I would change not being drafted into the service. I had no say-so. It was just automatic. If your number come up, you got drafted. And we lost 47,567 military people through Vietnam from 1965 to 1972. And then I went to the Bay of Pigs in 61. Then I went to Vietnam in 65, and they extended me. And then I kept my younger brother from getting drafted. He got drafted, but he didn't send him to Vietnam because I re-enlisted because I had rank. And I went back to Vietnam, and that's when I got shot up. Well, I got hit on the 10th of December, 1968. I woke up in Akusta, Japan on the 19th of January. Cleveland Clinic did the operation on me in 2004, and I spent 6 months in a complete body cast up there. And I spent 6 months in rehab to learn how to walk. And then they transferred me down here to the VA, and then going through rehab to learn how to walk all over again. Cleveland Clinic did the operation on taking the shrapnel out of me. VA said 80% chance to be paralyzed. And Cleveland Clinic said 60% chance, so I went to Cleveland Clinic. And that's when I'm able to walk anyway. Can't breathe too good, but I can walk. 14 years in the Marine Corps, 12 and a half years in U.S. Steel when they folded up. I drove truck for about 8 years. Then I took over National Recycling, managed National Recycling in Erwin. That's when recycling started here in Pennsylvania, 1990. I was married 3 times. My first wife passed away. She had a heart attack. She died young, at the age of 32. Then I got remarried a couple years later. And that's the one from Bangor, Maine. She passed away too. She died of sugar. And my third one died of a heart attack. I got 3 daughters in Monroe, Louisiana. 2 are doctors, and the other one's a veterinarian. I got 2 daughters in Bangor, Maine. 2 are lawyers. And I got a son out in Chicago. He works for Underwriters Laboratory. He's retiring in 2018. The advice I give him today is try to do the best you can for yourself and help everybody else. And get a good education, because that's what it's going to take today.